We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
405 DGS, we welcome Chris Cuomo back to the show as we do each week. Chris, great to talk to you again. How are you, my friend?
How you doing, brother? I'm at my mother's house with my sister and my big brother visiting.
Well, what the hell are you doing on my show? Go be with your family.
They asked me to leave. When I was reminded about this phone call, they immediately, take it. Yeah, leave. I said, no, I can take it right here. Are you sure? There's better reception down the hall.
Oh, that's great. That's awesome. Chris Cuomo was told to leave by his family so he could call into the DGS. That's amazing. Okay, we won't keep you long. I know that last night on the show you talked about gun control. I would like to personalize this to my town. St. Louis, as you probably know, because you have the internet, has had the reputation of being crime-ridden, murder capital. It's us or Detroit, 1 and 2. Which is a St. Louis, and I've always felt was undeserved and exaggerated, but we're really beginning to earn it. We have just an epidemic of carjacking. A lady was literally shot in the face last night. Cops were shot at by teenagers with these Glocks that they take this $3 little gizmo that turns it into an automatic weapon. We have a prosecutor who doesn't seem to be too keen on prosecuting criminals. It really is getting bad here. Please address, as you did last night, about America's unwillingness to be serious about the gun issues.
Here's the problem. We have to be careful, despite our desperation, of clinging to the hope of a single-factor solution to a complex problem. Now, if you're talking about drive-by gang shootings, crime, that's one kind of gun violence, okay? Now, that is the most difficult to eradicate because those are mostly guns that are procured illegally. And that market is going to exist on a simple basis of supply and demand, and you're never going to stop the supply because you have so many guns in the country already, even if you never made another one. But that's not where we put our focus. I would argue we should, by the way. I would go on that, and I would go on suicide. Those would be the two categories that I would focus on. Suicide is the number one gun death in America, and it is the easiest or least difficult for us to address. Because suicide is the end of a road that usually has had a lot of opportunities for intervention, for better and for different. But we neglect it as a society, we stigmatize it as a society, and the gun is the least of the problem there. Universal background checks, celebrated, 90% of Americans want them, we should do them. Would they have stopped the latest mass shootings in California? No. Would they stop most of the school shootings? No. Why? Because the people who do the school shootings are either of age and have nothing that would trigger, no pun intended, the background check, or they have gotten the weapon from somewhere else. Now, very interestingly, 50% of the crimes that are committed with guns in this country are committed using weapons that were stolen. Securing weapons is a huge problem in this country. It is rarely punished. The main reason is very often the people who didn't store the weapon well, correctly, get it used on them or lose a loved one to the weapon. So we feel like they've already suffered. But that is a big thing. You have to address it holistically. The only shootings we care about are one of the smallest percentages, which are the school shootings. And we care about them because we don't like to see our kids get killed, okay? And that's okay. but it's not our biggest problem. Mass shootings are what you're talking about. Most mass shootings, all school shootings are mass shootings, but all mass shootings are not school shootings. Those gang shootings count. But the solutions to the two are very different, because in one, you almost always have someone who is deranged. And in the other, very often, they're just part of the criminal life, especially once you get into gang warfare. I think you will find the ways. What you don't have, Brother Glover, is the will. We don't want it. The left and the right would rather fight over the problem of more guns or less than solve it, because the problem works better for them than a solution. Cynical? Maybe. But I'm also right.
Chris, let me stop you there. My buddy here, Kevin Wheeler, who you've met. Wheels, your big thing is the powers that be love it when we fight each other because we don't pay attention to them. Round that out a bit, and then I'd love Chris Cuomo to comment.
Yeah, the way I would put it, too, is it's not some kind of like group working together. I just know that when you think about where attention could be focused, if we were paying closer attention to whether it's wealthy people or powerful people, however you want to look at it, it's why seemingly to me a lot of the problems that we could solve if we all talk like we do normally to one another get exacerbated when it's just shouting across the street at someone that you disagree with. And while we shout at each other, we're actually losing focus as to where problems could actually get fixed, not specific to guns, but to all kinds of things.
I think that's absolutely true. I think it is a byproduct of the binary system. You have a two-party system that is fundamentally zero-sum. And one side wins because and only if the other side loses. So they are constantly looking for points of advantage. And if you needed more proof, which you shouldn't, just look at the current state of play. Trump stole the documents. Trump's got to go to jail. Trump obstructed. Trump won't comply. Then it's Biden. Uh-oh. Biden should go to jail. Biden is the worst. This is even worse than Biden because Biden was VP and he can't magically declassify the way a president can, which is, of course, not true. And then Pence. Pence had said that Biden was so bad, now he can't say anything. That issue is nonsense, okay? Who knows how many pieces of paper these guys wind up leaving at home over the years when they're in office? Everything they see is classified, not classified. You know, that kind of stuff comes across their desk all the time. They're not threats to our national security. The system stinks of how they do chain of custody, obviously. But this is a joke. This is a distraction. Senator Hawley banning TikTok. First of all, I want to see how many people in this country can get away with that without their own kids killing them. But banning TikTok, that's what you think the big threat is to our national security? Why aren't you talking about Mexican drug cartels that are killing us with the most powerful and deadly drug we have ever seen in our lives that is cheaper, easier to make, and spreading everywhere like nothing we've seen since crack cocaine, and it's way worse than crack cocaine. It's more powerful, and it's much, much easier to get and much cheaper even to sell than crack was. Why isn't he talking about Mexican drug cartels? Doesn't sell as well. Doesn't sell as well. TikTok sells. China is scary. Finds an enemy. This is a distraction. Why aren't they talking about the debt ceiling? Why isn't the media pushing them to? It's boring. Why are they talking about George Santos every 2 seconds? Clickbait. See, that's the nature of the system. A little bit of it is the nature of just humanity. We like things that are salacious by nature. But it's this system. That's why I am so against the two-party system. Nobody ever wanted it. It's not in the Constitution. It's not a creature of law. It's culture that everyone from Washington to Madison to Jefferson to Monroe to Teddy Roosevelt warned us against and told us to avoid. And I think now's the time. That's what being a free agent and an independent is all about for me. You have to leave the parties. It's the only way they'll lose their leverage is if they lose their numbers.
Chris, I only want to keep you a couple more minutes, but can you give me 2 minutes on that practically for all the people out there listening? And I'm with you. I've been preaching this for years. But for people like-minded like us who don't like the two-party system, what do they do practically?
You just don't belong to a party and you vote for people on the basis of what's best for you and your community. Now, the only way you get done dirty is primaries. But again, you know, just because it's not easy doesn't mean it's not the right thing to do. Most things in life that wind up mattering are usually hard. And the parties control the primary, but only because we allow them to. It's not in the law that parties that are not official entities, not part of our government, that can get to control our democracy. It's just culture. So the only way you get screwed two ways. You get screwed in the primary structure. And two, you now have to find a new way to care other than tribalism. And the second one, obviously, I'm being sardonic, because you should want to get away from it. Save it for sports. Save it for backing a team that stinks, but it's still your team. Don't do that with your politics. It matters too much. You know, look at what we're seeing with the Republicans right now. Back in Santos, just because they need the seat. McCarthy twisted himself like an expert yogi into a position of why he can't be upset about him lying, but he gives it away in his own explanation. Oh, it's not my place to judge somebody that the constituents voted for. They didn't vote for this guy. They didn't even get his name right. But, oh, and if I was about lying, then Biden couldn't be president. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He's just playing the game.
Yeah.
And if you get out of the game, you get out of the party, you don't have to play it anymore. You can fight to change it.
News Nation really is doing things differently. I've become a big fan of all the different personalities. Cuomo is on at 7 p.m. local time. Watch him tonight on News Nation. Chris, tell your mom that the DGS said hello and wish her well.
When is Glover coming on, Cuomo?
The day he's invited.
Tired of the leverage, tired of having you with this Wheeler guy, if you really exist, ganging up on me, throwing things at me. You know, you got to come on my show. I want to have you in my house. I want the lights on you. I want it hot. I want to see how you do that.
Let's do it. We'll talk next week.
Right, thank you very much. Appreciate for the opportunity, fellas. God bless.
All right, buddy. See you. 420 DGS. So, Rach, you don't typically think of Kim Kardashian and Harvard in the same paragraph.
She was invited to speak at Harvard Business School because she's had so much success, especially with her brand Skims. I mean, it's turned her into a billionaire. So I think she has the business acumen to be able to, you know, look, it's not just I'm posting on Instagram and that's why I'm rich. She has created several brands, Skims being this huge one, that have made her a ton of money. She understands marketing. I don't think it's anything out of the ordinary that she would be invited to speak in a university like that. But people are so mean about it online. They're just like, I can't believe that you would stain Harvard with this woman coming to speak. You don't think those Harvard students were excited to meet Kim Kardashian in their class? I highly doubt anyone was walking out in protest. I'm sure all of those, you know, 20-something year olds who were taking the class were pretty excited to meet her. It was just one of those things where it's like, you can have your opinion about the Kardashians. Yes, they're annoying. Business is something they definitely understand. And I didn't think it was anything crazy for her to be speaking at Harvard about it.
I mean, honestly, why would we want to hear from a rich person who have made a lot of money initially because their family had a lot of money? I mean, nobody at Ivy League schools would be like that, would they? I mean, like, it feels like you're like almost hating on your own there.
A little bit, yeah.
I mean, I get the whole, like, you know, the TV presence and all that, but I mean, her background is probably not a whole lot different than a lot of, and I'm not trying to generalize about all Ivy Leaguers, but let's be honest, name and privilege play a role in who gets into Harvard and who gets into Yale and who gets into their grad schools. I mean, this has been a story for a long time that ties into the, remember the USC stuff with the Hollywood people that went to jail because of the whole admission scandal. Now there are people that are focusing on the Ivies, and they're like, well, wait a minute. I mean, you're not really going through a real process when, you know, children of famous alumni get in when they don't deserve it based on the standards that other people are having applied to them. So,
yeah.
I mean, that's of all schools, that should be the one that complains least about somebody going in there and speaking like that.
I think people were just mad because they don't see her as an intellectual, and she's probably not, but you can't deny the success that she's had in this brand, and you can't deny that she, her handprints are all over. Go ahead, Dave.
The only thing I would say about that, I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm just saying that she had a giant advantage.
Oh, for sure.
And if she is not her, she simply has her ideas and her products. I would like to see how successful she would have been with that.
But I would like to see how successful the Kardashians would have been in general had they not had a mind for Instagram and reaching out on social media. They were really the first influencers out there. I've seen in interviews and stuff Kim Kardashian talking about this and saying, I knew that I had a window into my consumers' living rooms like I had never experienced in the past.
Not only did she build a personal fortune, but she kind of single-handedly created an industry. So I don't take anything away from her. And I will say this. So I've been in this business. I was a lawyer, then I've been in this business 23 years, and my buddy Scott and I had Foxpaw, where the orange kiosks and Chinooks where you put your phone in and we fix it. That was ours. And it lasted a few years, and I got to meet a lot of very smart people, a lot of CEOs. We had to deal with Walmart. We were in multiple cities. The people who made our devices, you know, very, very smart. But I learned this, and I'm not crapping on anybody. I always went into every room thinking I was the dumbest guy there. And I might have been. But I can tell you that I'm kind of street smart. And what I picked up on is, for the most part, MBAs learn lingo. And they kind of say common sense things, but they say it with words you've never heard of, which intimidate you. But at the end of the day, there's not... In my experience, no one did much around me that I was like, I need to hit my knees and worship you. Like, you are a God man. It was kind of normal stuff. And sometimes I had better ideas and they acknowledged it. I'm just saying that, you know, go get your MBA, go to Harvard, do whatever. But it doesn't make you a wizard. You know, a lot of time, there are a lot of people out there who have a high school education who make, you know, $1 billion and have never been near an MBA.
Mm-hmm.
So I think sometimes that the academic side of it is a bit overrated. That's just my two cents.
Mm-hmm. Good call.
What was your thing?
The Pope.
How did I forget?
From Kim Kardashian to the Pope.
Well, it was just I wouldn't say surprising, but it was pretty newsworthy that today the Pope had an interview with the Associated Press. And he's calling on governments and religions all over the world to basically decriminalize homosexuality. And he's saying the church has to fight against that, that it shouldn't be a fight. He does still refer to it as a sin, but keeping in mind that in the Catholic Church's view, adultery is also a sin. You know, there are a lot of things that are sins that should not be considered criminal. There are things that you can atone for. Like, there's a reason when you're a Catholic, you go to confession. You know, you're telling them the sins that you've committed, and then there's a process for healing yourself, right? Again, whether you believe that or not, that's the organization that he leads. Mm-hmm. So that's the message that he's giving worldwide to his fellow Catholics, that it's time to take homosexuality out of being a crime. And it is in a lot of places in the world. It's not a crime here, but certainly he's talking too about equal treatment and, you know, generally being fair, as opposed to just like, well, we don't like you. You are breaking the law. You're criminal.
A lot of people have a problem with Pope Francis because he is considered to be one of the most liberal popes of all time, on the heels of one of the most conservative popes of all time. No one knows this in this room, but we do know that worldwide, the numbers of religious people are going down. The numbers of people saying that they're Christian going down. The number of people saying they're Catholic going down. It's just a fact. Do you foresee a time, say, in Rachel's lifetime, where the Catholic Church will give communion to LGBT people?
In my lifetime?
Yeah.
I'm not Catholic, but I could see it going that way.
Here's the thing. Having been in the club, they only know if you tell them that you did it. Right.
Yeah. So, for example, openly, though.
Right. No, I don't think so. I mean, you're not supposed to get communion now if you're divorced, but you don't have it. But you don't get an annulment through the church. You're not supposed to get it now if you've committed adultery, right? I mean, like, but they don't know that unless you tell them. So you're free to do it. But yeah, I don't think they'll acknowledge that. I don't. They haven't changed on that in any other issue.
See gay weddings at a Catholic church anytime?
Probably not.
Our lifetime.
Probably not.
Maybe I should go back and say. Maybe I'm not Catholic, so I was thinking of it more in terms of like maybe different churches will do it different ways. But I guess the Catholic Church isn't like that.
They're supposed to. It's not like other. Branches of Christianity, like you're supposed to follow the guidance of the Pope. That's okay. What makes you Catholic, essentially, is that you're acknowledging that the Pope is God's presence on earth, is God's voice on earth, however you want to look, however they want to interpret it. I always find it fascinating, though, because, again, this is my whole family. This is everybody I grew up with. I went to Catholic schools my whole life. I always find it fascinating, though, when people like, I don't agree with the Pope. Well, you're on the team. Like, that's the head coach. That's the boss. He's kind of making the rules, and he's supposedly you know, chosen by divine influence, right? Not necessarily God picking you, but God, you know, there's a reason why when they have I forget what it's called, when the cardinals get together to choose a new pope, there's a reason why they spend time praying about it, because they're looking for divine influence for their decision. And if that's the belief, I find it weird that you would disagree with that.
437 DGS, Matt Pauly's here from the sports department. We can talk sports.
We can.
We were just talking about religion. I have another topic on that. Dealer's choice. What are you going to talk about?
Let's go religion. That sounds fun.
Okay. I know you're very devout. I am not. I am fully respectful of religious people. I used to be one. I'm wide open to everything. I don't think I'm smarter than you. I don't think I'm smarter than God. Something created it. But as I always say, I don't know how a toaster works. So don't look to me to be the expert. But at one point, I was quite religious and read the book. And more increasingly, Christian schools, private Christian schools are saying, if you have two mommies or two daddies, you can't go here. Mm-hmm. And if we didn't know that, we find out you're going to be kicked out. And I don't remember a single time in the New Testament where Jesus was like that. I can't imagine that Jesus is doing something and a gay couple walk up and say, we'd like to hear your sermon on the mount. And he's like, get your gay asses out of here. I know it's not completely apples to apples, but I would like to discuss that concept.
I have a hard time speaking for the schools, but I know this is something that's very near and dear to my heart, is I think I represent the Lord by living my life in a certain way where somebody looks at me and sees the way I do things and says, that's different. I wonder what he's got going on. Let's go find out. And then I'm hopeful, I'm prayerful that somebody can ask me a question that can open up the door to me talking about Jesus with them. I don't just go up and have those conversations with people very often. And maybe I don't do a very good job of being that symbol or whatever it is because I don't have people ask me that often. But that's the goal. That in a utopian world, that would be the goal. And if I personally am not going to spend time, not connect with people because of something, I think that looks really bad on me, and I do not think it is representative of Jesus. The Bible is very clear in who Jesus spends time with during his ministry walking the earth. And again, I remember back in the day, everybody had the old WWJD bracelets, and it was kind of corny. But where do we go with that? Like, at some point, I do feel like the American Christian church has forgotten that what we're supposed to be doing is being as close to God as possible, as impossible as that might be.
Good answer.
You're smart. Seriously, that's great. That would be the answer that I would hope to hear from the majority of people. I like the whole walk the walk, and then if it's time later, we can talk the talk, right? Like, walk it first. That's awesome. As far as the schools go, I'm torn. I mean, if you're a private school, typically you have a lot of ways to make rules. My question is, and I don't understand this on a legal basis, and I realize it's not against anybody's religion for real, like no legitimate religions that we recognize, that the races are not equal, for example. But if you made that same rule as a private school, if you're African American, if you have dark colored skin, you can't come here. Do you get the whole, well, you're a private institution, that's okay, or is that not okay?
I don't think so. If
discrimination is not okay, then we probably shouldn't allow it in any form, right? Based on any preconceived notion of what someone is. So, again, I'm not really clear on the legality of that because my first instinct is private is private, and that's a different thing. But if we do have restrictions already in place on private institutions, then I think we have to follow that and be consistent about it.
The only thing that I could add to the conversation is I went to Christian school from kindergarten through 12th grade, and it was definitely not okay to be gay. If you were, we never had an openly gay kid at school, and if we would have, they would have been kicked out. And it would have been the same thing if it was, you know, you had two moms or two dads, you wouldn't have been allowed to attend the school. And I've looked into it in the recent past, looked into like the handbook, and the reasoning that they gave for this is that we're a Christian institution and we believe in the biblical definition of marriage, which is one man and one woman, and anything outside of that is unacceptable to us and we're not going to put up with it. So I get what you're saying about the discrimination factor, but I think that's kind of the cover in a way, is it's like, look, according to what we believe, the Bible says that it has to be this way, and anything out of step with that, you're not allowed to do, just like you wouldn't be able to, like, drink and attend this school, or you wouldn't be able to do, you know, any number of things and still attend the school.
I'm fascinated by that concept, too, because there are a lot of things in the Bible that are not enforced. I mean, we were in the Old Testament, you were supposed to stone adulterers. We don't follow that, but then we're going to pick up on the part where you're not supposed to be homosexual. Like, I that's all that was. Honestly, God, going back to when I was young, going back when I was in even junior high and high school, it was those things that started me down the path going, you know what? I don't like this. I don't like how we selectively pick and choose which parts of it we're going to go with and which parts we're not. And I find that. So, I mean, are we going to say that if we know that your parents are caught in an adulterous situation, if we know that they're in a relationship outside of marriage, you can't come to our school because we don't believe in that.
The school I went to, it would have been like that.
So then consistency matters to me. That makes it an argument in that school's favor. But where I went to school, there's no way they would have even thought about that. I went to a Catholic school.
He was just the stickler on the other thing.
It was, well, I don't think we even had rules on that I knew of.
Okay.
Because we never, it was the late 80s, you know, like, people were not out of the closet in the late 80s. It wasn't like any high school student was going to come out and say, I'm gay. None of our teachers would have said that. I don't even know if after the fact we found out later that any of the teachers were homosexual. It would never have come up. And it probably would have been an issue. If a teacher had been openly gay, I'm sure they would have been fired. I'm positive of it.
So I went to a Christian school, Christ Community Lutheran School on Watson Road. That's where I went up through fifth grade. And there were some wonderful people at that place, but there were some horrible people at that place. And
can you name them?
I could. I'm not going to. If I drive by that school, like, I go into like a flashback mode, PTSD. Where all of a sudden I'm in a fifth grader now and I'm getting bullied by other people. And there were teachers and there were administrators at that school who knew exactly what was happening to me my fifth grade year and didn't do a flipping thing about it. And to this day, it still affects me in a negative way. I'm 40 years old, and I've got a wonderful life, and I get transported to my fifth grade year at that damn school. And I can't tell you how, like, I still get fired up about it. So then when hearing this conversation, it's like, I think that exists. I went to a public school after that, and I had more of a Christian experience at a public school that was half Jewish because I went to Ladue, and there's a high Jewish population. But the love that I experienced from my teachers, my coaches, things like that, was 10 times in the Ladue School District than what it was at Christ Community Lutheran School.
Wow.
He's snapping necks and cashing checks over there. You're on fire today.
Big man's pinning people. That was a quick takedown right there, man. He ain't getting up.
He's like, who else?
He shot the legs.
Anybody out there?
Did the fireman's carry and then pinned him.
I did wrestle in high school.
I know. That's why I'm saying that.
Good discussion.
Trying to pretend I know what I'm talking about.
Appreciate it. Hey, what is this big thing you're working on we need to look forward to?
Countdown to opening day, our weekly Cardinals Radio Network show will run tonight, 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock.
Good times. Yeah. Scott Rowland?
We got clips from Rowland.
That's what I mean. You're talking Rowland.
Yeah, a lot of Scott Rowland talk.
Gersh tonight?
Yeah, he's on.
Nice.
It'll be good.
Listen to it because you've worked hard.
I do. It's a tough thing to put together each week, but it's a lot of fun. It's worth it.
450 DGS, Total Information PM coming up. Andrew, you've been very, very quiet today.
I have. I'm sorry.
No. I was just saying thank you. What's on your mind?
Not too much. Just getting ready for the live stuff tomorrow. And
excited?
I am. I'm very excited. I'm looking forward to it. We haven't gotten to do one of these in so long.
Crazy.
I was talking to the person, Lana is her name, who won the tickets earlier, and she was
Lana.
Congrats, Lana.
Super excited about getting to come, and I was telling her about how it's all going to like shake out, what time everything starts, how everything goes, and
Lana. I love that name.
Geeking out about that and stuff.
That sounded like Trump.
He did. Lana.
Beautiful name.
Or as I like to say,
it's a great name,
Lana.
But you're very attractive, Lana. Lana.
Hey, do I get to play jokes on people in the audience?
Oh my goodness.
God, I should have known. You're going to buy 350 whoopee cushions?
Don't prank but I got anyone. I got a lot of poppets still in the drawer, though.
No, don't throw poppets at people.
Oh, no, I wouldn't do that in a public place.
Don't prank anyone.
Okay.
Yeah, that's literally. All right. I think that's in the Constitution that you can't do that.
What?
Throw poppets.
Throw a snapping pop?
Remember,
in a public
remember
place.
Tomorrow.
Yeah.
Watch yourself.
Yeah.
You're on the east side. Mm-hmm. We don't play
you're
like that,
turf.
Do we, boys?
I'm from Detroit.
It's not going to happen.
Yeah,
you think
exactly.
I care?
Watch your candy ass.
Yeah, wait till you see Edwardsville.
Hey, man, Eminem grew up on 8 Mile. I grew up on 5 Mile.
By the way, I couldn't help but think, I put this on the sheet here. Did you see, we were making fun of that MoDOT presser yesterday because they kept saying, like, hey.
Oh, did someone do it?
Oh, yes.
There were, like, 5 snowplow accidents of people hitting snowplows this morning.
They're like, I better pass that plow.
Yeah.
Here's me. Do we really need to remind people? Yeah, apparently we
do. I heard it on KMOX this morning, and I was like, well, I guess we actually really did need to be told not to hit snowplows.
Maybe it is like when I opened all the windows when the tornado hit.
They just hear it wrong. Yeah. They hear it as you should pass.
Like, what are you doing, Dad? It's like, gotta pass a snowplow, son.
Well, like, how many...
it on cable.
It's the law.
How many times... I mean, I do that with, like, lunch orders. You're like, I want this, and no matter what, I do not want peppers on it. And then I'll come back, and I'll be like, so you said that you only wanted peppers, right? I know there was something really important about peppers.
That is some fast food place. You'd be like, please, yeah, I'll take that, no mayo. And it's like, okay, extra mayo. Here you go.
Did you guys see... I mean, this is important to me because I believe in Bigfoot, but they have found the dormant gene in all of us for growing total body hair.
Maybe Bigfoot is us.
I mean, it's pretty cool, right?
Is that a thing?
What's that?
The possibility that Bigfoot is us?
Oh, sure, sure, sure.
Like it's just like a 7'4" human that...
I mean, like a hominid. Like my theory is...
Oh, but not like you know, I'm talking about like, you know, the people that have like the Wolfman disease kind of thing.
No.
Okay,
not like Danny the Bigfoot.
Because that would explain why, if they do exist, why they'd be 7-8 feet tall.
Right.
So,
Dave, you think it's very cool that we found the gene that would make your entire hair from body
grow? I do. I think that's cool. Just the fact that, I mean, like, I'm not going to get into a whole, like, evolution versus non-evolution, which people say, like, we didn't come from apes. Well, we are an ape, but we didn't come from chimpanzees because we broke off. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, why aren't chimpanzees? Why didn't they evolve into people? Because they're a separate species. But our ancestors, it seems pretty clearly, were covered in hair, and now they found it in us that if they wanted to turn it on, you could have a baby covered in hair.
Oh, no.
Which I would like. Anything to get attention.
Oh, I don't want to make a joke.
That was my dad's favorite joke. My dad was a joke teller. And his favorite, I'm going to get it wrong, but this woman had the ugliest baby of all time. And she was walking with the ugly baby in a baby carriage and her beautiful young daughter. And the man saw them on the street and gave the little girl a sucker and said, would you like a banana for your monkey? Yes.
I don't.
Because the baby's so ugly.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But monkeys are cute.
Hey, this is my dad, okay?
We're over here. We're, like, breaking it down. Like, wait a minute.
That doesn't make any sense.
But monkeys are really cute.
Dave's like, oh, no, this is my opener tomorrow night.
Hey, better to find out now.
Scratch that one.
Better to find out now.
That one did not land.
So tomorrow, Wheeler's hosting because Dave is off to prepare for the big live show.
Uh-oh.
And then it's a best of at 4 because we got to get over there and prepare. So
we'll be back Friday.
Mm-hmm. Got to preset all my pranks.
Which we should not. I did not think of that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.